Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Antonio Vivaldi and the Hidden Paintings of Venice. Imagine you are standing on a stone bridge in Venice as the sun rises over the water. The canals shimmer like melted gold. And suddenly, from an open window high above you, a dozen violins begin to chirp. Not like instruments, like a forest full of sparrows waking up to greet the morning. Those birds aren't real. They're made of music. Tiny, dancing notes that hop and flutter through the air. 300 years ago, a man with flame-red hair figured out how to paint pictures without any paint at all. No brushes, no canvas, just sounds. His name was Antonio Vivaldi, and tonight we're going to discover his hidden paintings. Masterpieces you can only see by closing your eyes. To understand Vivaldi's story, we need to visit one of the strangest, most beautiful cities in the world, Venice, Italy. Venice isn't built on regular land, it's built on water. Instead of streets, they have canals. Instead of cars, they have boats, called gondolas, that glide silently through the city, steered by men in striped shirts. Imagine waking up every morning to the gentle splash of water against stone walls, the cry of seagulls, the smell of salt and old wooden boats. And if you were walking through those misty streets 300 years ago, you might have seen something unusual. A flash of flame moving through the crowd. That wasn't fire. It was a man's hair. So bright and red, it seemed to glow like autumn leaves on fire. Everyone in Venice knew who he was. They called him Il Prete Rosso, the Red Priest. His real name was Antonio Vivaldi. Now, Vivaldi didn't work at a regular church. He worked at a very special place. A home for girls who had no families. It was called the Ospedale della Pietà, which means the Hospital of Mercy. Babies left on doorsteps, children with nowhere else to go. The city of Venice took them in and raised them. These girls lived behind tall stone walls and iron screens. They couldn't leave. They couldn't travel. They couldn't see the world outside. but they had something magical. Music. Every single girl learnt to sing or play an instrument. And Vivaldi? He was their teacher. Under his guidance, these forgotten children became the most famous musicians in all of Europe. Kings and queens travelled across oceans just to hear them play. But here's the mysterious part. Audiences could only hear them through the iron screens. They never saw the girls' faces, just their music, floating out like light through bars. Do you know what a concerto is? It's a special kind of music where one person gets to be the star. Imagine you're in a choir, always singing together with everyone else. And then one day, the teacher says, "Today, you get to sing the solo. Everyone else will support you." That's a concerto. One instrument, usually a violin, steps forward and plays the most beautiful, difficult part. The whole orchestra backs them up, like friends cheering you on. For the girls at the Ospedale, playing a concerto was their moment to shine. Even though they lived behind walls, even though no one knew their names, when they played a solo, the whole world listened. Vivaldi wrote hundreds of concertos for his students, but the most famous ones were a set of four, one for each season of the year. Here's where Vivaldi did something no one had ever done before. He wrote secret codes in the margins of his music. Little poems that explained exactly what each piece was painting. These poems were like treasure maps. If you read them, you'd know exactly what sounds to listen for. Birds singing, thunder crashing, people dancing at a harvest party. This kind of music has a special name, program music. It means music that tells a story or paints a picture without using any words at all. Think about it. The girls at the Ospedale couldn't leave Venice. They couldn't travel to the countryside to feel a summer storm or dance at a village festival. But when they played Vivaldi's music, they could go there. The music took them. And now it can take you there too. Summer in Venice could be brutal. The sun blazed down on the canals until the whole city felt like an oven. People would hide indoors during the hottest hours, fanning themselves and waiting for relief. And then, crash! A summer thunderstorm would roll in across the water, Vivaldi wrote it all down in his secret poem. Fear of lightning and fierce thunder robs the weary soul of rest. And then he made the violins do exactly that. In the next piece, listen for rushing scales, like sheets of rain pouring from the sky. Listen for the low, rumbling sounds of thunder. The music doesn't describe the storm, it becomes the storm. Could you feel it? The lightning crackling through the strings. The wind howling in those wild, rushing passages. Imagine being one of Vivaldi's students, playing that music for the first time. Your bow flying across the strings, your heart racing. Behind the iron screen, you can hear the audience gasping. They're not just listening to music. They're caught in a storm. 300 years ago, people didn't have movies or television. They couldn't watch videos of thunderstorms. But when they heard this music, they could close their eyes and see lightning splitting the sky. That's the magic of program music. Your imagination becomes the screen. After summer's storms came the best season for celebrations. Autumn. The harvest was finished, the grapes had been picked, the hard work was done. And now, it was time to party! Vivaldi's secret poem for autumn describes peasants dancing and singing, celebrating until they fall asleep from pure happiness. Listen for the bouncy, joyful rhythm. Can you imagine people spinning in circles, stamping their feet? The solo violin sounds like it's laughing, doesn't it? Twirling and leaping with the joy of a perfect autumn day. After all that dancing, the villagers grew sleepy. Full bellies, tired feet, heavy eyelids. The music becomes soft and slow now, like someone settling into a warm bed. The party is over. The candles are burning low. Everyone rests. Even the solo violin seems to be yawning, playing long, dreamy notes that float like feathers drifting to the ground. This is one of the most peaceful moments in all of the four seasons. Let it carry you. And now we come to the coldest season of all, winter. Have you ever been so cold that your teeth chattered, that your whole body shook and shivered, no matter how hard you tried to hold still? Vivaldi wanted his music to feel like a frost-covered window. He told his violin players, "Don't play smoothly, make the strings shiver." Listen to these short, sharp notes in the next piece. They sound exactly like teeth chattering in an icy wind, like someone stamping their feet on frozen ground, trying to keep warm. The music itself is trembling with cold. Winter isn't all shivering and cold. Vivaldi's poem also describes the best part of winter, coming inside from the frozen world to sit by a crackling fire. This slow movement is that moment of peace. The wind howls outside, but inside, everything is cozy. You can feel the warmth spreading through your fingers and toes. The violin sings a long, smooth melody now, so different from the shivering music before. And underneath it, do you hear those gentle, plucked notes? That's the rain pattering against the windows. Outside, the world is cold and dark, but here, by the fire, safe, warm, home. Thank you. Antonio Vivaldi wrote over 500 concertos in his lifetime, more than one new piece of music every single month for his entire adult life. But none became as beloved as the Four Seasons. This music has been played for 300 years in places Vivaldi could never have imagined. And those girls at the Ospedale? The ones who played behind iron screens, whose faces the world never saw? Their music travelled where they could not. It crossed oceans. It outlived emperors. It still echoes in this very moment, in your ears, tonight. They gave the world something that walls could never contain. Music doesn't need permission to be free. Here's something special to think about as you drift towards sleep. You don't have to leave your bed to visit a summer storm. You don't have to travel anywhere to feel the warmth of a fire on a winter night. Music can take you there, just like it took those girls in Venice to places they'd never see with their own eyes. The next time you hear birds singing outside your window, think of Vivaldi and his hidden paintings, pictures made entirely of sound. Close your eyes now. Let spring return one last time. Listen to the joy in these dancing notes. The whole world waking up, coming back to life. Good night from the Red Priest of Venice. May your dreams be painted with music. Thank you.